Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, so many different organizations have been doing all they can throughout the course of the past year to meet the tremendous need that we've seen here in the Tampa Bay area. And even though things are trending in a more positive direction, there are still a lot of people who need help. Joining me now to talk about the work United Way Suncoast is doing, I have Carrie Goetz, their Chief Advancement Officer. Also, their annual Week of Caring initiative is coming up April 18th through the 24th. We're going to talk about that. Carrie, thanks so much for joining me. Before we get into the initiative that's coming up, it's right around the corner, let's start with an overview of the work that United Way Suncoast does, the region that you serve. I think most people have heard of the United Way before, but they might not know specifically about United Way Suncoast and all that you do for our Tampa Bay community. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and thanks for letting me talk about something I love so much. A lot of people do know the United Way, but you ask them, hey, what does the United Way do? And they just sort of blink at you, and then they say, well, I give money through my paycheck at work, which I always jokingly say that United Way sort of invented the I gave at the office excuse. So what we do, the United Way Suncoast, we have a 5-county region that we serve. So we serve Hillsborough, Pinellas, Sarasota, Manatee, and DeSoto counties. That's our footprint. Those are the communities that we serve. And when you know a United Way, you know that United Way. Many of us share common focus areas, but the work that we can do can be very different, because what's beautiful about the United Way is our job is to know our community, to know the specific and unique needs of our community, and to serve those needs. And we do that by building networks. So when you donate to the United Way, you are giving to a larger nonprofit network. So we have several nonprofit partners, many of whom you probably already know, you know, Boys and Girls Club, Feeding Tampa Bay. These are the people that we partner with to get the work done, to help serve and serve the needs of our community, and to help the children in particular in our community, because our United Way, United Way Suncoast, is very focused on early childhood development and education.
Okay.
So we're super interested in that, you know, that critical 0 to 3, getting a child verbally ready to go into like a pre-kindergarten environment, then getting the child ready for kindergarten, and then getting them reading on grade level, specifically by third grade, because we know how important that is. You know, I don't know if you know this, Ryan, but if you don't read on a grade level by third grade, it's a direct indicator of whether or not you're going to graduate from high school.
Wow.
You're 70% more likely to graduate from high school if you're reading on grade level in third grade. And it's just, it's hard for me. These are little 9-year-olds, and
yeah,
yet their entire future is being determined for them. And they're only 9 years old. So we work very hard there. We work in financial literacy because, you know, we got to get kiddo reading on grade level, but we got to get mom and dad in a financially stable circumstance. And so we work really hard on financial literacy and stability. We have a lot of programs wrapped around that. As a matter of fact, this is our Super Bowl right now. We are in VITA, which is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. So if you're making $67,000 or less as an individual or jointly as a family, we'll do your taxes for free.
That's fantastic. And, you know, it all seems connected to me, helping the parents get on their feet, get their finances in order, all of that, and then helping their children make sure they're on the right track. There's a connection to it all.
It is. It is. I mean, you know, people talk about that. You're trying to help two generations at a time. You're trying to help the parents and you're trying to help the children, you know, and this is what's so critical. And so, you know, when we're doing these taxes, this might be the first time that we're introducing some families to earned income tax credit, of which children are in earned income tax credit, and really getting the best return we can get for our clients. Because they are, this is where we become an accounting firm and we do taxes. And then also making sure that return is going to a bank. You know, we work on that a lot. That's our bank on program, and making sure that something that many of us may take for granted, you know, I don't know, I'm a child of a certain age, so I'm going to date myself here. But I remember getting that little deposit book for my first savings account. They'd actually put it into the typewriter and type in your deposit.
You went with the typewriter, huh?
Oh, heck yeah. No, I'm gonna do it. Gen X in the house. But I remember being so proud of my savings account. And I was probably 8 or 9 years old when I got that. But there are some people in some communities that is not a common cultural decision.
Yeah.
You know, there are some communities that just simply are not banked for multiple reasons. And so we do a lot to try to get families banked, because we know that is one of the most critical steps to stay away from payday lending organizations and all of these, and you know, the costs associated with money orders and all of these things that make it really expensive to be poor. We try to take away some of those added expenses and make the barriers to success less, and really work towards equity in our communities. So that's a lot of what we're doing. That's a lot of the work that we're doing, and we're doing it in partnership with, you know, we have over 75 nonprofit funded partners that we work with. So, you know, when something happens like COVID, we put out the call. We raised last March, we put out the call, and within 6 weeks, we raised almost $1.9 million.
Wow.
And we got that. Yeah, we got that 100%. We didn't take any cut. We didn't take any administrative fees. We didn't do anything. We just put that money right back out into the communities. We called our nonprofit partners. We said, what do you need? And they said everything from, we need to keep people in their house with housing assistance. We need mental health. We need food security, whatever it was. We were able to push that money out and know that it was going directly to organizations that could meet the needs that were so great and really are still so great in our community.
I'm joined by United Way Suncoast Chief Advancement Officer Carrie Goetz. You can find out more about the work they're doing, of course, at unitedwaysuncoast.org. How challenging has this past year been? Not just for the community. We know how challenging it's been for Tampa Bay at large, but for United Way Suncoast in meeting that extensive need that we've seen.
So it's a good question, because it's a two-sided question, and one is challenging and one is optimistic. And so I'll start with the challenging. The community that we serve in particular is, we call it our ALICE population. ALICE is something that most United Ways have their ALICE population and their ALICE population report. Remember, I said we have 75 nonprofit funded partners, and as we fund them, we not only are giving to the community and ensuring the betterment of our residents, we are also getting in return their data. So we know exactly who they're serving, and we're able to take 75 different organizations and our own initiatives. We're able to compile that. We have pretty comprehensive demographic data about the people in our community who we're serving. And we know that the ALICE population, which stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. So they're asset limited. They probably don't own their home. They definitely more likely don't own their car. They're income constrained, meaning that they're in occupations where there's not a lot of growth or momentum to make more money, and they're employed. So some people would just say, well, they're the working poor. Well, we give them a little bit more dignity than that statement, because they are to us, they are our ALICE families. And what's so important is that prior to the pandemic, 47% of the population of the counties we serve are in the ALICE population. I'm telling you right now, Ryan, that's got to be over 50% now. It has to be. And so the need is just so intense. And that is challenging. And these are not people who are going to bounce back. You know, you and I might have our travel list. I saw a t-shirt the other day that said, said buy plane tickets like you bought toilet paper. And I know a lot of us are feeling that sentiment. We can't wait to get out there and spend some of that cash that maybe we've been sitting on, because we haven't been going out. We haven't been traveling. But for our ALICE population, they have seen significant loss to their bottom line, to what little assets they had. And now it's going to take them so much longer to recover. It's going to take them somewhere in the vicinity of 3 years to recover from this pandemic financially. And so we know that we see a greater need, and we know that need is going to continue. The optimistic side of that, we have seen incredible generosity in the giving of our community. The fundraising efforts that we've had, like I said, we put out a call and 6 weeks later, we've got $1.9 million. I mean, that's
amazing.
It's amazing. I am so heartened. I said, you know, the Suncoast community is surrounded by a whole lot of Mr. Rogers, you know, a whole lot of people looking for the helpers. And Mr. Rogers always said, look for the helpers. Whenever anything bad happens, look for the helpers. And I feel like we are blessed with so many helpers, people stepping up and giving more than they've ever given before, stepping up with large gifts. It has truly, truly been an incredible blessing. And thank goodness, because the need is so great that we've needed these donations to really step up to meet that need. But so far, we're holding tight. What we need everybody to remember is that when you start traveling, when, you know, when everybody's vaccinated and you're hugging your family, you know, your extended family again, our need is still going to remain the same. It's not going to go away.
And I'm hoping those computer noises in the background are donations coming into United Way Suncoast. That's what I'm hoping that is. Fulfilling the need as we speak. I'm joined right now by Carrie Getz, United Way Suncoast Chief Advancement Officer. You can find out more at unitedwaysuncoast.org. Let's talk about the annual Week of Caring initiative. It's happening this year, April 18th through the 24th. What is the Week of Caring initiative, and has the pandemic impacted it, changed it at all this year? Tell us about that.
Well, first, let me tell you, Ryan, I'm almost 100% sure, let me be the first to wish you a happy National Volunteer Month. If you haven't been wished yet.
I have not. That's the first time, but thank you. It's very hard these days to keep up with what national day or national month it is, I got to be honest.
Oh, no, absolutely. That's why I'm pretty confident. I'd be the first one to wish you a happy National Volunteer Month. So April is National Volunteer Month. And to celebrate that holiday, if you want to call it that, we are having a Week of Caring. And what's really exciting about this traces back to 1992. We used to do a Day of Caring. And it turns out we can care a lot more than just a day. So the Week of Caring is an entire week dedicated to volunteer projects. You know, we appreciate people giving donations, but a lot of things just require hands-on work. And during the pandemic, this last year, we have seen our volunteers drop by almost 50%, which wow. I'm sure you can understand. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of projects out there that need a lot of help. And so what's really exciting about a Week of Caring is that large-scale projects, like think about it, like before the pandemic, you could take 50 people from a company and say, go make the playground look better. And they would go and they would make the playground look better. Well, now only about 10 people can go and make that playground look better because they have to be socially distanced.
Right.
And, you know, they have to wear their masks and all of the things that we have to do because we always follow the CDC guidelines. We always ensure that we are following by the rules. So what do we see? We see 40 people who couldn't volunteer, and we see a project that could take a couple of days instead of just an afternoon, because of the labor requirements. And so with Week of Caring, we really have the opportunity to get a lot of projects knocked out for our community with lots of different people being slotted into different times. So there's 120 different projects right now that you as the public can go and sign up for, all different times, all different locations in all five counties. And if you say, well, I'm still not comfortable yet, I really don't want to go out there, that's okay too. We have built virtual opportunities
Very
to volunteer
nice.
As well. Yes. So the virtual projects are really fun too. Letter writing to veterans and to people in assisted living centers. So like art projects you can do with little kids. People always say, oh, I want my child to volunteer. Well, some of the virtual programs are really built for that because you can make artwork and send it off to a veteran. Something like that. So there's a lot of really great opportunities to still give back, and you can do it from home in your pajamas.
And I got to tell you, once the pandemic has come and gone and we have moved on from COVID-19, I'm hoping you guys keep around those virtual options, because for people like me who really don't like to leave the house, it's a really great idea and it's a way to get involved.
You know what? I don't think they're going to go anywhere. They've been so wildly popular. I think that would be fantastic. And as somebody who's also giving this interview in a pair of sweatpants and holding
exactly,
my dog,
right.
I think there's a lot of benefits that I'm going to miss. You know, I want to be back out into the community, but I do hope that we manage to find that level of, we always say we want to meet our community where they are.
Yes, exactly.
You know? So we go into the neighborhoods, we go into the places where we know we're needed. I think the pandemic has really taught us to go where our volunteers are and go where our donors are, meet them where they are as well. And if you tell me that you want to, you want to help out with a virtual volunteer project and you want to do it without wearing shoes and on your couch, I'm going to make that happen for you.
That's fantastic. Everyone can find out more at UnitedWaySuncoast.org, UnitedWaySuncoast.org. And there is a way for them to text too, correct?
Yes, there is. And so you can also, I think this is kind of groovy. If you're into this sort of thing, you can text UWS RISE, RISE. To 41444. So UWS RISE to 41444.
And soon you'll be able to TikTok United Way Suncoast and all of that. they're always on the cutting edge there. Carrie Goetz, United Way Suncoast Chief Advancement Officer. Again, the Week of Caring Initiative coming up April 18th through the 24th. And you can find out all the information at UnitedWaySuncoast.org. Carrie, thank you so much for the great work that your organization is doing and really appreciate the time you coming on and sharing all of that and this Week of Caring Initiative, which is really important this year.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.